And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, put your feet flat on the floor if that is comfortable, and feel your body and mind relax as you prepare to give yourself an incredible gift, time spent going within to that sacred place in the inner sanctuary of your own soul. Take a deep cleansing breath and just become still. And as you gently exhale, let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present to this now moment. Allow the divine love you are to fill your very being. And once again, let's imagine being on that summit overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee with Jesus and his disciples. And as you listen to Jesus say, "Do not worry about your life," you set the intention to stop worrying about issues, challenges, or relationships in your life. You take this time to rest in the certainty of your oneness with God and your inner peace. Today and always, you are immersed in the nourishing love and power of the divine. That love and power surround you, enfold you, and express as you. The power of God in all creation meets your every need. You are here on this earth to be all that you can imagine God to be. Through the Christ of your being, you have the faith and strength to face any human condition. No worries. Reverend Jim Rosemergy asks, could it be that the true challenge is not to rid ourselves of human worries, but to express who and what we really are? Could it be that human challenges lose their power and even disappear when our spiritual nature appears? Today, you choose to do what you once thought was impossible. You set the intention to live this day without worry, anxiety, or stress. You see every impending challenge as an opportunity to reaffirm your oneness. There is nothing to fear. You know that God does not have what you need. Godness is what you need. God is not the giver. God is the gift. If there is any challenge or problem in your life about which you have been worrying, I invite you to bring that into your mind's eye now. And remember, seek first the kingdom of God. Turn within to the Christ of your being and focus on the love and power you are. In this consciousness, your worry fades away as you rest in the divine. Do this now for a few moments in the silence. And now, affirming that you are in constant communion with Spirit's eternal indwelling presence, give thanks for the indescribable joy, heart-centered peace, and abundance that is forthcoming. You remain centered in the now with all the divine energy you need for the lessons of today. Releasing the past and the future, you are abundantly supplied in this now moment. And so it is, and so we come together joyously as a greater spiritual community, allowing it to be. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say amen. And we will complete this time of prayer and meditation by joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine